Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 11th. You'll be interested to know. 119 years ago, today in 1850, the celebrated Swedish soprano, Jenny Lind, made her American debut at the Castle Garden Theater in New York City, inaugurating a 93-stop American tour, arranged by showman Phineas T. Barnum, marking a triumph of artistry and cultural exchange. Her appearance, hailed as a complete triumph for her exquisite, powerful, soft, and flexible voice, inspired wonder and joy across the young nation, celebrating the power of music to unite people and heralding a golden era of performance and human connection. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions will shift to fair by mid-morning, then become choppy by late morning as the wind picks up to onshore at 3 miles per hour. Expect the wind to increase to onshore at 10 miles per hour by noon, creating more texture on the surface. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 6 feet at noon, followed by a half-foot low tide at 7. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Friday offers clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet, ideal for all levels. Saturday sees a slight increase in size, reaching 2 to 4 feet, but inshore winds create choppy conditions, especially in the afternoon. Sunday brings a steady swell, increasing to 3+ feet with cleaner faces, making it the standout day for surfing this period. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 69 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:02 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 74 and a gentle northwest wind at 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 63 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog after 5 p.m. on Friday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 74. Friday night will bring patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 64. Saturday continues with patchy fog and mostly sunny skies with a high near 74. Saturday night features patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 63. Sunday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m. and mostly sunny skies with a high near 74. Sunday night has patchy fog after 11 p.m. and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 63. Monday also has patchy fog before 11 a.m. with mostly sunny skies and a high near 75. Monday night will see patchy fog after 11 p.m. and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Bregantine has proposed investing $25 million to remodel the Port of San Diego, bringing an exciting transformation to the area. This beloved local seafood restaurant which also runs the fish market and top of the market, aims to create a two-level dining epicenter called The Landing. The proposal includes new restaurants, banquet rooms for private events, and a public waterfront walkway, enhancing the landscape with public art. Chair Danielle Moore emphasized that this project will elevate San Diego's waterfront into a premier destination for everyone. If approved, the existing building will be replaced with a modern facility in the same location. Now on to sports. Brock Purdy, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback, is a long shot to play on Sunday against the Saints in New Orleans, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan, who noted that Purdy's toe injury could lead to missing multiple games. Shanahan said Purdy's left shoulder injury is less serious. Despite the injury, Purdy played through it last week, throwing for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the season opener against the Seahawks. Mac Jones is expected to start, with the 49ers considering adding a third quarterback to the roster. Tonight, on Thursday Night Football, Washington has had Green Bay on Amazon Prime Video. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Reds 2-1. Tatis Jr. hit a homer to left, with the Reds scored twice in the eighth on singles by De La Cruz and pinch hitter Andujar. Abbott took the win with 8 strong innings, while Morihone took the loss for the Friars. The Padres finished with 6 hits, 1 error, and left 6 runners on base. The Friars' record is now 79-67. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Rockies in San Diego for Game 1 of a 4-game series. Randy Vasquez is 4-6, with a 3.91 earned run average, faces McKay Brown, who is 0-3 with a 12.54. First pitch at 6:40 at Petco Park under clear skies and 72 degrees. In top news, Hims and Hers Health is expanding its testosterone offerings, with chief executive Andrew Dudum stating this positions the company to reach a wide range of potential patients. The company is launching treatments for low testosterone on its telehealth platform, introducing an exclusive oral testosterone called Kizatrex, an injectable treatment starting next year. Dudum noted that an estimated 20 million men in the United States struggle with low testosterone, and access to treatments is currently limited. Testosterone treatments have been controversial, traditionally reserved for men unable to produce enough of it. Dudum emphasized that testosterone supplements could aid those with low mood, energy, and various health risks as people age. In business news, Larry Ellison has usurped Elon Musk as the world's richest person. The Oracle co-founder's wealth has soared to $393 billion. Elon Musk can no longer claim the title of the world's richest man, at least for the time being. Ellison's net worth ballooned by $101 billion on Wednesday morning, according to a report from Bloomberg. His wealth now surpasses Musk's, which sits at $385 billion. Ellison's fortune surged after Oracle's latest earnings report suggested that its cloud infrastructure business would generate a staggering $144 billion over the next 4 years. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to just over $114,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $4,400. And XRP is up 2% to $3.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google's new Nano Banana AI imaging platform is raising concerns about the trustworthiness of online photos. With its ability to seamlessly edit existing images to add elements that were never there. While it still struggles with generating new images, its potential for misinformation is alarming, as it could convincingly alter visuals in seconds. For instance, an edited photo of a campaign rally could misrepresent attendance numbers. Moreover, tests on historical events like the moon landing, reveal how easily Nano Banana could create convincing fakes. As this technology evolves, users must remain skeptical of visuals and prioritize media literacy. Entertainment news. In a powerful new film, Steve, Cillian Murphy, portrays an inspirational teacher navigating the challenges of a reform school for very disturbed young men. Directed by Tim Mielens, Steve showcases the struggles faced by educators and students alike as the government pulls funding in 1996. The film explores themes of aggression and redemption, featuring a cast that includes Emily Watson and Tracy Ullman. With a release in theaters on September 19th and on Netflix on October 3rd, Steve promises to be a profoundly moving experience, highlighting the dedication of teachers in a troubled environment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British novelist and essayist, George Orwell. He said, "In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.